That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Oh, yeah! Love that F sharp. It's so sharp.
Oh my god, you have perfect pitch?
You know I do.
Oh my god, how did you know that was an F sharp?
You know, I have a great ear. Welcome to Off Book, the Improvised Musical Podcast with Zach and Jess. That one's Zach Reno.
That one's Jessica McKenna. We got Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings.
Give it up for Brett Morris, that feeling when the chord hits.
Give it up for Dana Wickens, the boom in the other room, playing the drums from somewhere else.
Okay. Here's what you need to know.
Here's what you need to know.
Zach was just a really brave spider boy.
I put a spider in a candle, took that guy outside. Now there's no curse on my house where the spiders come after me.
Yeah, that's very smart.
Here's what else you need to know.
We have a great guest.
We got a great guest.
You know, I'll ask her when she's on the pod, okay. But which will be in a moment.
No, let's leave. Okay.
Let's not delay any longer, please. Welcome to the show, the titular Raya from Raya and the Last Dragon, Kelly Marie Tran. Hello.
Hello. Okay, now what?
I was just going to say, so Kelly and I took musical improv together, and then I was going to say, do you remember if it was a 101 or a 201?
I think it was a 101.
Okay, cool.
That Eliza Skinner jam?
Yeah.
That shit was wild. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was great. It's a real crash course.
Mm-hmm.
Learned a lot. Shout out to Eliza. But it was such a fun class. Mm-hmm. Kelly was in it. Other people who are great.
Honestly, this is like a big reunion. Kelly and Scott go back from a team called Hug Bear.
Oh, I'm fully emotional. We did a fist bump. You couldn't see it, but we did.
Yeah.
You reunited the spider with the outdoors.
It's just a big show about reuniting things with where they're supposed to be.
Yeah, where they're supposed to be reuniting.
The forks in the fork slot and the spoons in the spoon slot. Do you guys have one of those things in your like a silverware organizer that goes inside of a drawer?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
How often do you
clean it? I've been thinking lately, this could use a wipe down.
But I don't understand how.
I put clean
where does
silverware.
The dirt come from?
Where?
The top of the drawer?
Maybe. I don't know, but I feel the same way. I'm always like, where did these crumbs come from? Because I washed the things before I put them in the thing.
Yeah.
Are they crumbs or is it just like drawer stuff?
Here's another thing I realized the other day.
Okay.
There's like a little slanted part at the bottom of my dishwasher. And I was like, that could use a wipe down. You know, like wiping out the inside of my dishwasher, like the clean the thing that's cleaning.
You're supposed to clean the cleaning things. And
Have you ever cleaned your laundry machine?
That's the one I'm thinking of.
Yeah. You're supposed to like run it with vinegar.
Okay.
My sister told me this.
Now, my laundry machine that I sometimes call
A washing machine.
But I should call it a laundry machine because let's be real.
That's what it's doing.
It only does laundry.
And it's not washing anything other than I'm not putting plates in there.
No. It has a thing that says self-clean, but I probably need to put other stuff in.
Oh.
And also, it has like this little plastic trap that I think you need to like really get in there.
Oh
like
my gosh.
Oh, wait, are you talking about the lint trap or is the plastic trap something else?
The lint trap is in my drying machine.
Oh my god.
And it also only dries clothes, by the way.
Your laundry warmer?
It's my laundry warmer.
Do you know what? It's a real trip though. Here's a little flip that I do. I
put the dryer in the washer.
I wash my hats in the dishwasher.
I've heard tell of this.
Yes.
So why is that?
It does better to maintain the shape. You literally put it in like the cup, the upper part, and it like fits. And so it's not getting like whipped around and bent.
And you put...
Are dishes also in there at the same time?
I made a mistake where one time I did it with a bunch of dishes.
And then you got spaghetti hat?
I had literally pumpkin soup hat. And I had to run it like a bunch more times to get pumpkin soup out. You can do it with light. I try to do light so it's not a total waste of water. Like, oh, just a bunch of water cups and like, oh, this plate that had basically anything, nothing on it. But I have learned you can't really do it in a run where like you have dishes that have true food stuff on it. And then an air dry.
I wash hats in the sink and then air dry.
By hand?
Yeah. But wait, did you wash it with dish soap?
Yeah.
Hmm. Wow. I guess soap is just soap, right?
Yeah. Do you
like,
know
this
people,
big soap yeah, wants us tricked. To believe?
People come to this podcast for wacky musicals made up on the spot, but they stay for home tips.
We cut to a basement where a bunch of, I don't want to say conspiracy theorists because they're right, are really blowing the lid open on big soap.
Stay with me on this one.
Yeah, okay.
Let me talk a couple things out. What is actually the difference between Windex and Shout? And if I'm getting on a new thought, if this is a new thought dawning on me, what's the difference between Dawn and Tide Packets or Bounty? Is so with me, yeah. I've got an idea. Is it that soap is just soap and we've been tricked so we can buy all different kinds of soap when they're all the same thing? Yes, that's what I'm thinking. I mean, go back to pioneer days. They're washing everything with the same thing that's beef fat and malaise.
It's like Irish Spring in your shower or the Dawn that you put on a dish. It's all the same and it's blowing my mind. You would need something different for cleaning fish.
Yeah, like but you make
fish
a bar
soap.
Of sure, but a bar of soap naturally made is just something with fat and also a lie. It's a lie.
It's a lie.
It's a lie.
If so.
Soap, body wash is just liquid soap, face soap, body soap, finger soap, foot soap.
What about knee soap? Is just leg soap? Is this shoulder soap? Is just nape soap?
Yeah, head and shoulders is shampoo, nope. Head and shoulders is just no, keep the lights off. I like the lights off in a boardroom. I want to see the whites of your eyes.
Not so loud.
I'm going to swivel my chair around backwards so you're just all looking at my imposing silhouette in this boardroom.
We have come together.
The Soap Council. Big Soap.
Big Soap.
Commonly called. We call ourselves the Soap Council.
Yes, the Soap Council. Present is I, Tabitha Dawn.
And I, Vlad Smoops.
And I, Jeremy, no tears, Johnson and Johnson baby shampoo.
And we are met.
We are met.
Yes.
No, I am.
Tabitha Dawn.
Vlad Smoops.
And me,
Jeremy
Johnson, no, and no tears, Johnson and Johnson's baby shampoo.
Baby shampoo.
Baby shampoo.
Jeremy.
Soap for your hair. Which, soap, by the way, brings me to, well, you called the meeting, Tabitha.
I called the meeting. I darkened the boardroom. I put out this bagel spread.
Yes, it's fun that the lights are on in here when there's no meeting going on. But when we come on to do a meeting, we turn the lights off.
I like the air of mystery. I like the air of intrigue.
I like turning my chair around backwards so that no one has ever seen my face.
There's...
except for my wife.
No one's seen your face except for your
except
wife?
Except for my wife.
How did you grow up?
With a bag on my head, with tiny little holes cut out for eyes. Walking around to school each day, no one could see me cry, because
there goes the bad kid.
They called me, they said,
there goes the bad kid.
And they laughed, because I wore a bag on my head. And one day I drew on the bag a giraffe, but it didn't help. They just said, why does that kid have a giraffe bag on his head? And I pointed at them and I shouted at them, and this is what I said. I will never show my face to someone who doesn't love me.
You will never show your face to someone who doesn't love me. Wow, that must have been really intense when you finally decided. So who said I love you first in your relationship with your wife?
I did.
And did you do it by removing the bag?
No, I waited for her to say it back and
smart,
then I took the bag.
Smart.
Are you kidding me? Smart. Am I going to be there holding a bag in my hand when she doesn't say
smart,
I love you back?
Jeremy,
smart.
Yes, I have a confession. I love you.
I have another confession.
Oh.
I don't have a wife. I was just waiting. No one's ever said those words to me. But now that you have, I'll take off this bag.
Take off the bag.
This is my face. It's just a normal face. I don't have any issues about what I look like. It had just been going on for so long. It felt like, well, now I have to keep it on. But Vlad, I love you too.
I love you. Hey, Tabitha, I've got a question. Can we turn on the light? Because I can't see his face.
And
I
want to see the his other face. Way in the
this
room.
This is so beautiful. Turn on the lights.
And I'll turn around the chair.
And turn on the lights.
This is my normal face.
And turn on the lights. I'll turn away. And turn the lights. Light on.
Can I say something?
Yep.
It's so much...
Should I turn around or stay turned
away? Well, let me run this by you and you tell me what you think. Okay. It is so much easier to see with not having a bat on your face with little holes cut out for eyes.
Yes. Here's the
thing. You guys see all of the, like, up, down, side, periphery?
Yes.
This is wild. I don't want to put this bag back on.
Oh, good.
I'll make the whole world love me so that no one who doesn't love me will look at my face.
A brilliant plan.
Tabitha.
Incredible. Yes, I can turn around now.
Do you love me?
I love you as a friend and co-conspirator of Big Soap.
Yes.
So I can turn around. I just need some clarification.
Yes, you can turn around. Okay. Because you said
Oh, what a nice
me.
Face.
Thank you. Like a normal,
It's a normal, nice face.
Normal, nice face. Your hair is a little different than I thought. More wave. A little bit more wave.
You condition with soap, perhaps.
What? You know what? You know, we've told the lie, for thousands of years that there are different kinds of soaps.
Yes, let's all, by the way, have a good second to laugh at how funny that is.
But here's, I do sometimes go, I guess conditioner is different.
Well, here's the question, is conditioner soap?
And I'd say no, it's more like hair lotion. It's more like hair lotion.
It's hair lotion.
It's hydrating.
And we all agree, lotion is different than
lotion
soap.
Lotion is different, but all soap is the same.
But all soap is the same. I don't care if you're washing your car, or your dog, or your fish, or your laundry, your panes of windows, or your dish. All soap is the same.
All soap is the same. Conditioner is different. It's lotion for your head.
Lotion for your head.
Vlad, we have to have a longer talk about what this means. Not now. I'm just so excited.
Meanwhile, in a conference room down the hall. Dits, I was thinking about this.
Okay.
What do you think about this as a tagline?
Bradley?
Yeah?
Bradley, I can't wait to hear this tagline.
I
don't really know what it means.
My heart is full of emotion. Conditioner, just hair lotion. That's it. It's just conditioner's just hair lotion.
Because
I feel like I want people to understand that, like, you're actually, like, infusing hydration into the strands of your hair. You know?
Yeah.
Us, big conditioner. I just want everyone to know that actually what you're doing is putting lotion on your hair.
Yeah, Bradley, I like it. Sorry.
Hey, Bradley.
Yeah,
I'm here. I'm Brentley.
I'm
Bradley.
I'm Bradley. You're Bradley.
Like Bradley, but with a hard
A. You're Bradley.
I'm Bradley.
Bradley, and Brentley.
Bradley. I just want to say I think that song's a hit.
No, really?
I think it's a hit, and I think it's a revelation. I think that John Lennon used to say things, and people were like, oh my gosh, this is a revelation. It's going to change the world, but I think your song is really going to change the world.
Okay,
yeah, hey,
so,
Bradley?
Yeah?
I think John Lennon was full of shit, because this is the first hit there's ever been.
Yeah.
I think that I agree with what Bradley was saying about John Lennon and how he said that.
Yeah.
But I think that the songs that he was saying it about were fucking dog shit compared to the song that you just did just now.
Because I feel like people are going to be walking down the street potentially humming this jingle. My heart is so full of emotion.
Conditioner
is just hair lotion.
It's all you need. It tells you everything you need to know.
Yeah, all you need is love. Yeah, right. All you need is this song about hair conditioner.
Blackbird? More like Whackbird.
Yesterday is what you are. This is today.
Imagine.
No, that's the best.
Yeah, imagine having a better song, why don't you, Beatles?
Yeah, oh my gosh.
I had to think so hard about songs that he wrote.
Honestly, because this, yes, me too. Because one,
because
I'm not super clear on. Oh, good.
Because the sky is blue. Yeah, right. This song is better than you.
Yeah, I mean, my first thought was like, okay, I don't know specifically which ones John.
Well, they wrote as a pair. Yeah, yeah. It's sort of hard. You have to go in. Like, I think.
And then you got Yellow Submarine.
Yeah, that is still them. Are you thinking of Octopus's Garden?
They wrote that one? Not Ringo?
No, wait. I flipped it and reversed it. Who could say?
Well, no. Ringo's definitely Octopus's Garden,
okay,
right?
Yeah. Right?
Honestly, I wish there was someone in this room that knew about
Does anybody
music.
Know about this?
Hold on. I'm not going to Google it. I'm going to ask Beery.
Just ask someone.
Beery's my cool phone. Hey, Beery. Hey, Beery.
You can only ask, like, yes or no questions.
And you can only answer with music. That's right. Keep playing if this one was written by Ringo Starr. Okay, yeah, that was Ringo Starr. I like that song. Honestly, we were just dunking on them, but that's their best song.
Yeah, if they want to like come hang out, they can.
Yeah, if they want to chill.
If they want to come hang out, they can.
Oh, wait, guys, I just remembered something that's going to make you both real sad.
What?
A couple.
What?
Well, now, hold on. At least one of the Beatles are dead.
No, you're right the first time. A couple Beatles are no longer with
hold
us.
Hold on.
Wait, do you want to ask Paul? Beery?
Hey, Beery. Play if Paul's still alive. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. How about Ringo? Now, John famously not so.
Yeah. Do you know
what about Kevin?
Oh, no.
Is Kevin around?
Brentley.
Yeah.
There's no Kevin.
Yeah. There's five of them.
No.
John, Paul, George.
There you go.
And Kevin.
No.
And Ringo.
No. There's no Kevin.
Who am I thinking of?
Who
did that one song that was like, I can wait. My name's Kevin and I can wait.
That was it's not the Beatles.
Was that the one like, I'm a cop and I'm all and I can wait?
No. Not them.
I'm a mall cop and my name is Paul.
Oh, Kevin, Kevin, not Bacon.
No. Who are you?
James.
You're thinking of, who are you thinking of?
Kevin.
Kevin can wait?
Yeah, Kevin.
He's not in the Beatles.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
The guy from Paul Bart Mall Cop?
Yeah, I really don't know why I can't think of his name, but he's
not. I think
not.
It's Kevin James. Am I
there
wrong?
There you go.
You're telling me Kevin James is not in the Beatles.
Do you ever think that big conditioners may be more or less effective than we are?
Here's the thing. Those guys have sold so many bottles of conditioner. They must be geniuses.
They must be geniuses down there. Listen, I called this meeting, and I'm happy that it brought you two together to fall in love.
Right, we did a sort of side meeting where Vlad and I started talking about moving in together.
I love that, and I don't want to distract. If I could just put a quick pause on it to say that there have been some mutterings that the people know that all's hope is soap. Our great and powerful eye.
We're going to lose so much money.
This is a bummer for me, fiscally.
Yes.
Right?
Well, I don't know. I feel like you've cornered a good market where you're like, I'm the only shampoo that doesn't make your baby cry.
Well, now they're going to be like, well, if it's all the same, I can put anything in my baby's face.
Right.
Because it all makes them cry is the trick. You put soap in a baby's eye, they cry, regardless of what kind of soap it is.
Yes.
Oh. I've tested it.
This is so bad. I got my ticket on Jeff Bezos' next flight to the moon with my soap money that I thought was coming
in. Terrible timing. It's terrible timing.
Pre-purchased
a ticket. Pre-purchased
with money you didn't have yet to go on the Bezos rocket to space.
Correct. I thought this lie was going to go on for ages. Well,
We know about soap.
Oh, there's people outside.
We know about soap.
What's the thing about we know?
We know about soap. What's the thing about we know? We know about soap. Hey, everybody that we're here to say, we know soap is just a regular way. It's just soap on soap. Don't care if it's a rope. You big soap, you got no hope.
If you've got soap and it's on a rope and you take away the rope, then it's just soap. And if you say that it's not, then we'll say no, because we know that the soap is just the soap.
Soap, it's just soap. Whoa, oh, 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 oh. And our numbers are growing. Soap, it's just soap. Whoa, oh, oh. And we learned how to do backflips and cartwheels and tricks on each other's backs.
And roundoffs and pyramids and forward somersaults.
And hopscotch and tic-tac-toe.
We play a lot of yard games like cornhole.
And we have a big Jenga set, but it is tumbling down. Just like your empire, it's going to the ground.
You're just like this big Jenga set. It's hard to set up. And if you take the bottom one out, then you're all fucked. 'Cause
soap, it's just soap. Whoa, oh, oh. Soap, it's just soap. Whoa, oh, oh.
And we said that on the radio.
Darling children, did you hear what I just heard?
What, Papa?
On this radio station, a fact that sounds absurd.
Hey, fellows on the floor, did you hear what I just heard? It's not a little tweety tweet, it didn't come from a bird. Soap, it's just soap. They're saying, tricks. We also learned how to do tricks. Look at how cool this is. You can try this trick. What? And now a basket toss. We are really good at competitive cheerleading.
Soap. It's just soap. And now they know. We need to shut this down. This ends here.
I don't know how we'll do it, and they're striking me with fear. There's no way we can learn as many cool tricks as them.
Yes, we will lose in the dance competition. We need a different way. Well, here's a strange idea. What if we just prove them wrong? Then it couldn't be more clear that they are liars and we are right. And all that we have to do is prove that there is other kinds of soap.
Now we know.
Cartwheel back and spring.
So it's just so. And now we know.
Will the people know? Will they all find out that there is no difference between dial and shout? Find out when we return to the second half of this Soapy, soapy musical, which soap. Title goes like this:
Soap Opera!
The musical!
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. When we last left, a scrappy group of citizens was using cool songs and tricks to let the world know that soap is just soap. But Big Soap had thoughts of how to break it down. People were falling in love and conditioner is just hair lotion. What will happen next in Soap Opera, the musical?
Yeah, okay, everyone. So the big bosses are coming down to the factory today. So I need all the scientists here. Then we need to brainstorm on how to make the different kinds of soap, not just soap.
Okay, so I was thinking that the soap, which we say is all different soap, now we just say it is all the same soap, but it has different smelly smells.
Okay, so we like sort of, I think they want...
I was thinking that we could do maybe just like soap will say it's different soap and just put like different colors.
Okay, Yes. Let me address those one at a time. Okay. Pierre?
Uh-huh. I was thinking that we say, listen, you're right. You have got us. We are only making one kind of soap. We do that thing where we, like Domino says, our pizza used to be bad, but now it is fine. And isn't fine sometimes better than bad? And isn't fine sometimes exactly what you want? And what if we made a very good pizza tracker?
Okay.
So I say we do the Domino's road.
So Pierre's plan is that we do a big, we make the pizza tracker.
We say, hey, we are all the same soap.
We were lying to you, now we're telling
you. Now we're telling you the truth. No more lies, except for what the lie we need for the soap. And we still have different smelly smells.
Brittany's idea was to add the colors.
Colors.
Yeah, I think that's good. I do have this sort of notice from the boss that it's like, it does say specifically not to admit that we have ever lied and to really prove them wrong. Ha ha, they were wrong. We were right the whole time. It honestly seems more about winning the conversation than the truth and even protecting the brand.
But, you know, meanwhile, there is a massive movement to have this all be decided by some sort of battle of the band / dance competition / cheerleading show off. So I feel like we might lose the people anyway, because have you seen the cool tricks that the leaders of the revolution can do?
Yes, those cartwheels.
Yeah. One of them did like a back handspring. I was very impressed because like hard on the wrist, am I right?
It's also like the athleticism is very, very real. I mean, they have to do big, big leaps and jumps.
Okay, so maybe instead of us, the soap scientists, making a new kind of soap, we just need to put together a so good dance routine so we don't even have to worry about making a new soap.
Or like, I'm saying, let's like defect and make our own soap company that is like honest and also does cool tricks.
Well, that's a whole bunch of ideas in one.
Well, I thought this was a brainstorm.
It is a brainstorm.
Guys, well, I'm storming my brain.
As Britney Spears.
We're so lucky to have you.
I have to say that I'm really excited about the dance idea. I think I could like really contribute.
Gunther, here's
now
the thing.
Now that
she's
I think
a
about
very
it,
good dancer.
She's a very, very good dancer and has...
Here's another thing. We could do the bit where she puts a snake and isn't scared.
Yeah.
I was honestly so impressed with the parts when you did that. How did it feel to have the big snake on you? Like, were you actually not scared? Or did you just feel not scared?
No, I actually know a lot about this because I am Britney Spears and not just a fan that reads a lot about Britney Spears. But
yeah, of course, we know.
Right. And sometimes it's good to be
I'm just a fan that reads a lot. I can confirm. Britney knows a lot about Britney Spears.
Thank you.
And confirm. Tell the story. I'd love to hear it, but I want to hear it again.
Okay, so in the early 2000s, when MTV asked me to perform at the VMAs, I was like, I have to have a python with me. It's Slave for You. I mean, one of my hottest singles, right?
She has to have a python.
So
she has
hot.
To. So
can
hot.
You even imagine it without the python?
No.
Different moment in time.
No.
No. Anyway, the sad part was... I broke out in hives 5 minutes before the performance. I broke out in hives 5 minutes before the performance.
Oops, that snake gave you hives. It gave you those hives. It gave you some hives. Oops, that snake gave you hives. It gave you those hives. It gave you those hives.
All the scales of the snake were very dirty. You got bad hives from the snake. From the scales of the snake, too many hives. And I love that big snake, but it must have been dirty.
It was so dirty, but it made
because that guy is mean. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm not a girl, not yet a woman, so I'm still figuring it out. But that snake, it taught me so many lessons, like how to stand up for myself.
Oops,
Bitch.
I'm Brittany Bitch.
You're Brittany.
This is like, okay. So maybe no snake.
I think when the big bosses come down, they should just see a note that says, we do not work for you anymore.
We have quit. We make with Britney Spears, we make the new soap
we
company.
We make new honest soap, and it will have different smells and
maybe
colors.
Maybe soap that is good for snakes, so snakes do not give you hives.
Oh, yes, you can wash your snakes, or your snake does not give you hives. Cameron?
There's a lot of good Britney
Spears. Fan in the corner?
Yeah.
Are you okay with this? Because otherwise we'll have to have you sign an NDA.
Y'all go wherever Britney goes, because as you said, it's Britney, bitch.
Okay, this is very good news.
He is always around wherever I go.
I know, he is very nice, very sweet.
I'm sorry I made you cry that one time.
Oh, no, it's okay.
Hey, bless you.
Thank you.
So, the soap idea with the colors?
We are definitely doing that one. Mm-hmm. We are definitely. Mm-hmm. I'm going to write the note. They're big bosses. We hate you now. Goodbye forever. Gunther, Pierre, and Brittany. Plus Cameron, because he was here. Love. Best wishes. Hey, Kieti.
Okay, well, all the scientists quit. So that's not great for us. Mm. Positive note. Vlad and I found a nice little place at a rent you will not believe.
That is good
it's
news.
Two central, bedrooms.
Two bedrooms. Listen, we own a giant company, but we don't want to deal with a lot of space, you know? It's like you'll fill the space you have. So we were thinking, okay, two bedroom.
Yes.
And get this.
What?
It's $2,200 a month.
That
in mid fucking city.
That is great.
Right next to the Grove.
It's that is
right
great.
Right next to the Grove.
Oh.
I'm going to the Cheesecake Factory on the daily.
That, I want those Annie's pretzels.
This is excellent news.
I'm more of a Wetzel's man myself, but we will. If that's the biggest disagreement we have,
we can compromise.
Honestly, you two, let's just take a quick break from plotting our evil plan. I'm gonna turn away, and I just want you two to celebrate where you're at right now.
You don't have to turn away.
Okay, thank you.
Grove living is for everyone. It's a thing that we can all enjoy. What a beautiful outdoor mall for all of the girls and boys.
On the weekends we go and look at the people while we hold hands and be in love.
That's right.
Then we get a pretzel, sometimes Annie, sometimes Wetzel's, because we compromise for love.
Cause we found a reasonably priced two-bedroom in mid-city. We found a reasonably priced two-bedroom in mid-city. I can see the American Girl doll store from my balcony.
I can see the Apple store. Do you need another charger? I'll pick it up for you.
Oh, thank you very much for this charger. I always forget them in my pants and put the pants in the wash, and then the charger doesn't work. So, you know, what a lucky chance. Where do you live?
Oh, I'm in Toluca Lake.
It's a lovely neighborhood, but far from mid-city. So I think that you have made a mistake by not living in a moderately priced two-bedroom in mid-city. Made the Grove the best malls, they made them all.
Oh, these people, these big people designed these malls. Did you know they also own a company that is behind all of the world's soaps?
Wow.
Huh.
does that mean it's us?
Yeah, we own that. I forgot.
Oh, that's
I was like, why do I love the Grovesome? Oh, right, right. I built
why did I think, what a beautiful fountain? And because I said we should put big fountains.
If I'm being
in.
Totally honest with myself, the Grove is on the west side. Let's be real. No one's calling the Grove Mid-City.
Yeah, they are.
Are they really?
Absolutely.
That's... Not for me. I'm calling it the west side.
Oh, no, that's gross. Firmly Mid-City, yeah.
I guess the west side is bigger than you think.
Oh, yes.
Anyway, we found a great place, and it's right there. You're living in Toluca Lake?
Mm-hmm.
How many bedrooms? Keeping it small, keeping it manageable?
No. 3 bedrooms for me.
My God, for just you?
Wow. For just me.
You filled it with stuff, though, I bet, right?
One of them is a workout/craft room. One of them is a guest bedroom I never go in.
Workout/crafts.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you ever worry about, you know, beads on the treadmill, all slip? That classic worry?
Glue on my barbells. Oh, no. Ribbons on your yoga mat. Whoa.
Well, this has been great, but we haven't fixed our problem. Okay, let me just put this out there. I was just getting rid of... We got big vats of lye, right? Extremely... Before you process it... The soap is burning.
Are you saying...
Stop the people that are like, we're mad at them. Burn them in the big vats that we make the soap in.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh. Oh, that's... I didn't realize you were that.
Is that not our vibe?
I guess I just thought...
Listen. If that... Please, vibe check. Please tell me if I'm out of line here.
I mean... I thought we were like... I thought we were normal, everyday, selfish,
yeah,
evil in the regular way, like we don't think about our impact and lies we always say. But you're talking about true villainy. Deep down it's too much for me, that true villainy.
Good to know you're saying that
true villainy. That deep down it's too much for me, that evil in a bigger way.
I sort of thought we would be evil, but like evading taxes.
Yes.
You know, the kind of stuff that normal evil people do.
Right, I thought we'd have lobbyists in our pocket.
We do.
Senators that we call.
Obviously.
Donating to a cause, but then saying, forget them all.
You're saying tax shelter is fine. Everyone is cool with that.
Yes, sir.
And it just might be a little too far to melt a bunch of people in a vat.
That's right.
That's honestly so good to know. Let's get on the same page. And I will let my emotions out in a more productive way.
Cause that's like true villainy. Deep down it's too much for me. Yes, I'd say it's oh so fine that you, oh yep, you cross the line.
Sure,
true villainy. That deep down is too much for me. And we should walk it back, that'd be sublime.
I mean, we're just friends here, we're blue skying. Let's take murder off the table. Let's find somewhere we're all comfortable, agreeing if we're able.
Like, I would pay for a pipeline, like a really terrible pipeline.
And how do we feel about mailing them a bunch of knives as an ominous threat?
No.
True
villainy. Deep down, that's too much for me.
Even the idea of it, even though we weren't gonna do anything we're uncomfortable with.
I think that it says, I don't feel good about sending knives through the mail.
It's sort of implied if you're sending knives.
Sending knives through the mail.
Knives.
Well,
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're back here. The People's Movement is doing incredible tricks right behind me. Welcome back to NBC's latest show, America, You've Got a Moral Quandary. And the people are putting up quite a show. I mean, the song.
Carson.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Sick kickflip.
Oh, yeah. It's me, your host, Carson Daly. I've been on television for long enough that you can rent a car. And I want to say that we're excited for everything the people have put together. They got flips, they got tricks, they got dips, and they got whoa.
Carson.
Yes.
I was a baby when you started on television. Now I'm 25.
That's right. You can rent a car. Remember when I used to paint a few fingernails?
Carson. No. What was that?
It was when I was on TRL.
What was that?
I have to go over here now.
Wait, Carson. I have VIP pass. I get to sort of talk to you while you do.
Okay. You're making me feel. Yeah. That's how time works.
I'm 25.
Cool. Yeah.
I can rent a car.
I know.
I don't need one because I own one, but I did.
That's what I was saying.
I couldn't.
Are you here to just watch, or are you part of the People's Movement Against Soap?
What?
Are you just here to watch, or are you part of the People's Movement Against Soap?
I have no idea what's going on.
You're welcome back to America's Next Moral Quandary, where the People's Movement Against Soap has been putting on quite the show. Now, Big Soap has neglected to even enter the competition, but we got a late entry from The Scientist for Ethical Soap that happened to include Britney Spears.
Britney Spears.
Oh my God, Carson, it's been so
long. So good
long.
To see you, Britney. Yeah. Britney, so good to see you.
Carson, hold. That's Britney Spears.
Yes, I know
Are
it is.
Are you losing your mind right
well,
now?
Well, I've known her for 20 years.
Wow.
Yes.
You've seen me through some shit, Car.
Yeah. I'm glad to see you doing so well. And is this a snake coming back?
It's my trusty python.
If she's got a python, then the show must go on. Oh my gosh.
Holy shit, did you just think of that?
Yeah.
You're so good at this.
Yeah, thank you.
How long have you been doing this for?
About 20 years.
Maybe like 25.
Maybe about 25 years.
I rented a car yesterday.
That's
just because I could.
That's great.
Just drove. I just got on the freeway and
drove. Gosh, there's parts of this generation that I really love and parts that I'm so worried about. thank you so much for your encouragement. And still no response from Big Soap. If they don't put up an act, I think they're toast in this. The way we've decided to settle moral quandaries.
Well, the people have just done a bunch of cool kickflips, Carson, but I'm really expecting the Britney Spears and her team to take it to the next level.
Yes, hello. We are the Scientists for Ethical Soap. We're here to say that you're right. Soap is all just soap, but that doesn't mean it can't still have different smells and different colors.
Colors.
Different
colors,
smells
colors,
and different colors.
Colors, 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 colors.
Kickflip.
This is about the colors.
Cartwheel.
Pink, purple,
orange,
blue,
red,
purple,
green,
yeah,
yellow,
colors,
black,
colors,
sky blue,
colors,
gray,
Robin's blue,
baby blue, navy blue,
cobalt. Every color Corolla has in its crayon package.
Every single crayon,
Robin's egg blue,
every single crayon,
indigo,
violet,
kickflip.
Britney, bitch. Is this the part where I go?
No, Cameron. Thank you for
hacky sack. Hacky. Oh, I dropped it. Hold on. Let me try again. Back to you.
Brown and puce. Those are also colors. What do you do?
We have the colors of soap. All of the colors, do you have them? Nope. Only we have all the colors you could dream of. Britney does a dance with a snake, and by chance, have you even heard the sense that we have dreamed up? We have green, orange, red, blue,
chartreuse,
chartreuse,
yellow,
mustard, fuchsia.
Mustard and fuchsia.
And indigo, and cerulean, and saffron. All the colors from Pokemon Red and Blue, those were the names of the cities. We have put all of the colors into all the soap, and the soap, and it's turned out so pretty. Look at this soap. Look at this indigo. It is the indigo plateau of soap. Do you have this soap? Nope. We have just made this new soap. You cannot buy this soap yet. Now you can buy this soap on BritneySoap.com. BritneySoap.com. Our soap is the bomb, and we also make bath bombs.
We also make bath bombs.
Susie, and it's shaped like a slithery snake.
All right. That was an interesting experimental set from the ethical scientists against Big Soap.
That was great, Carson. I love that.
Thank you.
Britney Spears, I have a different relationship with her because... Because
you didn't grow up with her.
I'm 25 years old.
Yeah, and I'm so happy you're
here. I'm so impressed with her.
Yeah, me too.
And I'm really paying attention now to the way that, like, the media
treated her.
That's
yes.
You.
Yes.
Do you feel complicit in the sort of...
Sometimes at night when I think about it.
It's got to be a hard sort of...
Yeah, you know, like, what was I doing? Was it the same as sort of a tabloid culture?
What were we all doing? As consumers of those tabloids.
Right, allowing those conversations to extend
about... These are just children. Are we really giving them a chance?
I know, exactly.
It's sort of a miracle any of them turned out alive.
Yes, absolutely. And even just the reality is of the physicality of how close they were to moving cars at all points. When I watch it now, it does make me so nervous.
It was a...
Hello, we are Big Soap, and we are here to say...
That we like to do soap in a different way.
Hey, everybody, it's Soap. Have you heard? We are also here. All of our soap. Look at this cool dance you could learn. It's shoulder, shoulder, hip, hip.
Shoulder, shoulder, hip, hip.
Shoulder, shoulder, hip, hip.
I really can't believe that it's come to this.
Shoulder, shoulder, hip, hip. Shoulder, shoulder, hip, hip.
Look under your seat. There's a gift bag full of chips and dip. We do shoulder,
shoulder, hip, hip. Shoulder, shoulder, hip, hip.
Hey, everybody, get on this boat. I call it the friendship.
Shoulder, shoulder, dip, dip.
Shoulder, shoulder, hip, dip. Shoulder, shoulder, dip, chips. Enjoy the ship and the chips and dips.
Final pose. Did we win?
Ha!
Did we win?
I'm gonna say this, Carson. That sucked a lot.
The votes are in with the live text, call, and emoji upswings on Instagram stories. Big Soap have lost.
Yeah, these chips were plain Lay's.
They were also very thin and broke in the dip immediately.
They were thin, they broke in the dip. My bag was all crumpled.
Why did you give us crumpled crumbs of Lay's?
This sucks. You parked
with salsa. Doesn't pair.
You parked a ship nearby and said, look at this boat we bought. It's really out of touch with the people. It's called the friendship.
Really out of touch with the people is right.
That dance?
Oh. Jeremy. Vlad.
Tabitha.
Yes. We've lost.
Have we, though? I mean, in a very real sense, yes.
Yes. But in a bigger sense.
Think about it.
You two found each other?
We found each other. I took the bag off of my head in front of all these people.
That was huge.
Not knowing if they loved me or not.
They definitely
don't. We still
don't.
Have our two-bedroom in Mid-City.
We still own the construction company that made both the Grove and the Americana at the brand.
So even when we lost...
I have so much money, this means literally nothing to me.
This does mean nothing, yeah. This was just an afternoon of fun for me.
It was just a fun afternoon.
Just a blip on the radar.
And isn't that the lesson here, that it's so, so difficult to punish the rich in any meaningful way?
Yes.
We're just gonna get on the big friendship. We'll go wait it out in the sea. If you think that this has meaningful consequences for us, just wait and see.
We'll just eat our chips and dip. We saved the best ones for ourselves.
Oh, yes.
We sure as fuck didn't give you our chips.
They were not our chips.
We're rocking those voodoo chips. You know the ones.
Yes. You have to get them at specialty markets unless you're in Louisiana.
I know you think they might be pricey, but I don't think they're pricey because I'm filthy rich.
I honestly couldn't even tell you what chips cost. It's like picking up pennies.
It must be $50?
Something like that.
You think you bursted our bubble, but so can just make more.
You think you bursted our bubble,
but soap can just make more.
And let's be real, even though we've told you all our secrets,
soaps are the same. You're still gonna buy the ones with the pretty box because you all are vain.
Oh, there'll be another new story and you'll forget about our crimes.
Remember the rainforest that's been going on this whole time.
Looks like Big Soap is sailing off. They're waving from the bow. Oh no, now they're giving us a big fuck you. But
looks like they're joined by a bunch of other ships.
Oh, like an armada of, well, goodbye armada. Goodbye America. Good night, it's me, Carson Daly. I've been on television for a long time.
Me, Davis Sampson. I'm gonna get in this Ford F-150 and just see how fast this guy can go on the freeway. It's a rental. I didn't get insurance. Do you get insurance when you rent a car?
I don't usually. I feel like my personal insurance is enough to cover the type of accident I think I would get in.
Mine too, but I'm about to get in a whole new world of speed with this bad boy. How about you, Brittany? Where are you going?
I'm on the boat with the rich people because I'm also rich.
Oh, all right. All right.
Bye, Brittany Beach.
Bye, Brittany. I'm so glad she finally gets to sort of enjoy some of the benefits
she
of her labor.
It.
Honestly, in her case, I'm okay
with
it. Oh,
of course. I am so happy to see her do this. And, hey, Gunther.
Yeah.
Do you still want to make just some colored soaps with different smells?
Yes, with Brittany as branding, I don't think this is
very fun.
Yes.
And don't worry, we still did get something out of this. Us, the People's Revolution.
A bunch of aerobic activity.
Yeah, that's right. You think I knew how to do a kickflip a month ago? Ha!
We had to train for this. We learned together. And yeah, we got something out of this too. We did a number one chart-topping commercial jingle about conditioner.
Yeah.
Sing the toxic riff at the end of this.
Oh.
I was gonna go.
The end. Yeah, the end. Kelly Marie Tran. Wow, that was so freaking.
What
fun.
A joy! What a joy. Deep so well fun. Of Britney Spears knowledge.
I love her.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. It was incredible to have you. I mean, anything you want the people to know at this point in time?
No,
Disney Plus. Go watch the movie, y'all. Yeah. It's there.
It's there. It's beautiful. We're so happy that you're here, and we're so happy that you're here.
And we're so happy that you are here. Thank you, Brett. Thank you, Scott. Thank you, Dana. Thank you, wonderful listeners and supporters. If you want to support the show and watch a video of this and other episodes, as well as get 40 or so paywalled episodes, a bunch of videos, a bunch of fun stuff. All you gotta do is head over to offbookclubhouse.com and support the show at a level that's right for you. You literally keep the show going. And if you can't do that, write a review. Lots of free, and tell a friend about the show. That's also very helpful.
And as we say at the end of every episode, oops, this snake gave me hives.
It made me believe it was a clean snake. Oh, baby.
Bye.